So yesterday, a lot of the media was focused on Iran, where there were demonstrations on both sides, pro and anti-government, for the 31st anniversary of the beginning of the Islamic Revolution that transformed Iran, certainly, transformed the Middle East, and has been a theme in U.S.-Iranian relations, of course, ever since. Joining us now to sort of take a look at what happened yesterday and try to figure out what it means for going forward is Siavash Ardalan, host of the BBC Persian TV's interactive show, Your Turn. He's been covering Wednesday's protests for our partner, the BBC, and the BBC Persian TV is based in London, where he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Also, Gary Sick, an Iran expert at Columbia University with long experience analyzing and studying Iran, also joins us from New York City. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Gary Sick, what did you make of what happened yesterday? Is it possible to score the opposition and the government? It seemed as though the government was able to project that it has the upper hand here.
I think there's no doubt about it. I mean, the government won this battle, and part of, I think the only reason why they won the battle is that they have actually mastered some of the techniques. They've learned how to really turn off the internet quite effectively. They had their troops out in very strategic locations. They jumped on every small demonstration the moment it began to appear. They beat up leaders of the opposition when they tried to make an appearance. And at the same time, they bust in massive numbers of people for a show of force. And it was a one-sided operation. And I think the opposition is going to have to rethink itself.
Siavash Ardalan from the BBC Persian TV service. Yesterday on this program, Stephen Kinzer, who's written a lot about Iran, suggested that there's a constraint and dynamic going on in the opposition that, based on the experience of the Islamic Revolution, Iranians fear another big revolution and fear perhaps the pendulum swinging all the way in the other direction here. And as a result, they're inclined to go much more cautiously. Do you buy that theory?
Well, this is really the essence of the soul-searching that's going on right now among the Green Movement. Many of them are supporting this idea, including its leader, Mir Hossein Mousavi, himself being a revolutionary. He now supports the idea of reform and is emphasizing that we're not trying to overthrow the government. What we're simply pursuing are reforms within the Constitution. If there's any changes in the Constitution that are to be made, it should be done through peaceful means. Yet, the Green Movement, you know, covers a vast array of predispositions and of political thinking, many of them also inclined towards more violent upheaval. And this is a conversation that's going on amongst them as we speak.
Gary Sick, is reform possible given the constraints within the Iranian government and the kinds of crackdowns that you've already talked about?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that the opposition started out being very mild, actually calling for rather small reforms and small changes. They have become more and more demanding as time goes on and as the repression has grown. And I think what's going to happen now is either that the regime permits a reformist group to actually operate as an opposition, or you're going to see it go underground even more and become more radical and be taken over by people who really do want to overthrow the government and will do so violently. I think the tactics of the government are understandable in the sense that they've discovered how to actually manage repression effectively. But I think in the short term that may help them, but in the long term it actually undercuts their legitimacy, and that is essentially that's their strongest card, mm-hmm. and they're losing that all the time.
And, a nuclear physicist will tell you that crowing about having 20% enriched uranium is kind of like crowing about having a bunch of X-ray machines. It's not even close to what it would take to make weaponized uranium. Nevertheless, President Ahmadinejad yesterday declared Iran a nuclear power because of this 20% enriched uranium. Does he have an argument, and does it resonate with the people?
I believe this is the third time he has announced that Iran is a nuclear nation, so I don't think there's anything new in that. This is something that he trots out every time there's a major national holiday. Basically, they can enrich uranium to 20%. They can go beyond that if they want to. The trick is not to sit back and say, oh my goodness, they must be building a bomb because they've got about half a gram of enriched uranium, but to say, all right, how do we stop them from going on from here? And I think that's the point where the West and the United States really don't, they haven't got an answer to that.
Siah Bashar Ardalan, finally, you know, you talked about an internal conversation that's taking place within the opposition. I'm wondering if the techniques that Gary Sick has talked about of controlling the information flow, particularly in the internet, are lessons that are maybe drawn by other nations, say China, even the U.S., in trying to control information. This was an unprecedented moment yesterday.
Absolutely. I think as time goes on, as the state realizes how are the best ways to deal with the opposition, they're learning their lessons. And yesterday showed that they've done their homework as well, bringing down the internet connections down to a crawl, and not just with the internet connection and the you know what's going on in cyberspace, but the country has virtually changed into a police state over the past few weeks. They've just embarked on this massive campaign of intimidation and arresting journalists, bloggers, minorities, and people we don't even sometimes hear about because their families don't want news of it to be leaked. So the government is learning how to repress the opposition better, but the opposition has a problem of trying to find different ways, creative ways of dealing with this. And so far, the best idea they've come up with so far has been to try to hijack some of these state-sanctioned anniversaries.
Right.
And come out to the streets. But I think they've exhausted this method.
Siah Bashar Ardalan, host of the BBC Persian TV's program, Your Turn. Gary Sick, is President Ahmadinejad out of the woods here in the moments before we go?
Absolutely not. He's
Absolutely
being
not.
Opposed by people in his own party and is anything but a popular figure at this point.
More to come. Gary Sick, Iran expert at Columbia University, talking about yesterday's 31st Islamic Revolution anniversary protests.